Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. We're at 5 degrees, and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump welcomed Mark Fogel to the White House. Russia freed the English teacher more than 3 years after he was busted in Moscow with marijuana he said was for medicinal purposes.
The White House and the president are saying that this is a good faith effort, that this is a good sign that things are progressing in the right direction when it comes to bringing the war in Ukraine to a close. Now, you'll remember that President Trump campaigned on ending the war in Ukraine within 24 hours. Now, that obviously hasn't happened, but Trump has made clear that he sees good progress.
ABC's Selena Wang. The Washington, D.C.-based federal appeals court refused to immediately lift a lower judge's order requiring the administration to release billions of dollars in grants and loans. In Springfield, Illinois, the Sangamon County Council unanimously approved a $10 million settlement with her family in last summer's killing of Sonia Massey in her own home by a sheriff's deputy after she'd called for help. This is ABC News. Here in New York City,
I never broke the law, and I never would.
Mayor Eric Adams making his first public comment since the Justice Department ordered the federal prosecutor in Manhattan to drop the corruption case against him.
I know that I must continue to regain your trust. I've learned a lot over the last year, and this experience has been humbling.
He calls the experience the most difficult 15 months of his life. The test of any law, the quality of the police force enforcing it.
Investigators say human traffickers driving up to the Paso del Norte port of entry in El Paso knew which lane to be in, the one staffed by Manuel Perez Jr. Prosecutors say the 32-year-old was paid by smugglers to wave them through that checkpoint. Perez also faces charges of conspiring to distribute cocaine across Texas, Louisiana, and North Carolina.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
For today, chilly with snow, 2 to 4 inches possible, some 5 inches totaled in Grant or Iowa counties, a high of 19, snow tapering off a bit late tonight. Additionally, 1 to 2 inches could happen, a low of 3 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy to sunny and cold, a high of 15. Thursday night, a low of 7 below zero. Friday, a high of 25, maybe another round of snow, 3 to 6 inches possible through late Friday night. Right now in Richland Center, no snow. We're at 5 degrees in RC as we head toward maybe some snow today. As a result of the inclement weather, impending weather, we have some school closings. These are the districts that regularly call us that we've heard from. They include Fenimore, Riverdale, and now River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's. Those schools will not be in operation today. In addition, in the community, the Boaz Lions Club meeting will not be held tonight at 6:30, and Grant County ADRC bus, senior dining sites, and Meals on Wheels are canceled for today. Right now in Richland Center, it is 5 degrees as we officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
You are not hidden. Never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS.
We start today in a positive way. Lauren Daigle, she was the lovely woman that sang the America the Beautiful rendition prior to the Super Bowl the other night. Good to have you along. Our national anthem began the day officially with Jennifer Nettles doing the honors. We're at 5 degrees here at WRCO Studios. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the trail. Me and the old Pontiac vibe. We didn't see any snow. We're just cruising this morning. But it looks like some going to be happening, especially toward daybreak. And they really have kind of blown this one up. So we'll see. They're pretty sure we're going to be in line for some today, and if not, quite a bit as well. So things do average out. Maybe we'll be getting our snow, our winter snow, all of our snow in February within about 3 or 4 days. So we'll wait and see. Today, school is closed for Fenimore, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's. Those are the districts that we've heard from that normally give us a call. And I'm guessing there could be some more coming in. We'll keep you posted.
Lucy, you won't do your daddy's will. Oh, Lucy, you just won't do your daddy's will. Well, there ain't nothing to you, but I love you still. Oh, Lucy, please come back where you belong. Oh, Lucy, please come back where you belong. I've been good to you, baby. Please don't leave. I woke up this morning, Lucille was not in sight. Asked my friends about her, but all their lips were tied. Lucille, won't do your daddy's will. Well, there ain't nothing to you, I love you still. Well, I woke up this morning, Lucille was not in sight. Asked her friends about her, but all that left was tied. Lucille, please come back where you belong. I've been good to you, baby. Thank you.
Guy Mitchell on WRCO and Heartaches by the Number. There will be an Impact Life blood drive today from 11 until 3:30 at Julie Karen's State Farm. You can register online at the Impact Life donor portal. You can also contact hello at impactlife.org or 800-747-5401 if you have any questions. Well, the Hornet girls basketball team broke a long losing streak. Details coming up in just a little bit when we check sports.
Oh, I got a few good words to lay home. Everybody, it's about a man too blind to understand. The way I treated my woman was a doggone pity. But we know there's a weakness in every man. Just like a fool, I went and left my baby crying. Different kind of loving I had on my mind. But everybody that I met was either cheating or lying, or when I had a good thing at home all the time. It's a lonely old feeling when you go from town to town, when you can't get the woman at home off your mind. I'm so tired of living.
Joe Stampley on WRCO Radio Classic Country on the old Light in the Mill Cow Show.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
School closings today include Fenimore, Riverdale, Weston, Ithaca, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's, and Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle. Those schools will not be open today. A reminder, Grand County ADRC bus senior dining sites and Meals on Wheels are canceled for today because of the impending weather. A winter weather advisory for most of the area from this morning through 3 a.m. Thursday. That's a long time. And a winter storm warning for Grand County in the same period. We'll check sports scores coming up here.
Uncover the best of outdoor recreation in Boscobel, Wisconsin. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy provides the best care for the best you with exceptional service. Their dedicated, experienced staff is ready to support your home healthcare needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And taste the difference at Utter Brothers Creamery, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel. From great eats to catering services, they've got something for everyone in Boscobel.
A sports update today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Richland Center girls basketball team broke a 45-game losing streak dating back a couple of years with a 55-54 overtime victory over Viroqua. Great game last night. It feels like it just ended, and it almost just did. Also, it was a win for Ithaca over Boscobel, 51-41. Belmont over Highland, 50-31. Darlington, 48. Dodgeville, 33. Royal over Wanewoc Center, 72-29. It was Cashton beating Hillsboro in girls basketball, 44-41. North Crawford over Lafarge, 48-29, the final score. In boys basketball, Kickapoo got the win against Ithaca, 84-60, River Valley 60, Viroqua 50. It was Riverdale getting the win against Boscobel, 49-44. Mineral Point 66, Fenimore 35, Belmont over Lancaster, 73-68, Dodgeville 78, Broadhead 72, Darlington 70, Southwestern 62, Cuba City 59-45 over Iowa Grant, Weston with a win against Waseca Steuben, 64-48, Royal 80, Winnewick Center 26, North Crawford 73-35 over DeSoto, and Hillsboro beat Cashton 75-36. A busy sports night last night, that's for sure. And it was a win for Cam Jones and Marquette. Jones had 19 points and moved into third place on Marquette's career scoring list as the 18th-ranked Golden Eagles snapped a three-game skid by beating DePaul 68-58. In the NBA, Toronto 106, Philadelphia 103, New York over Indiana 128-115, Detroit 132, Chicago 92, and Memphis over Phoenix 119-112, the final score. In men's basketball elsewhere, Michigan was a winner against Purdue 75-73, and Indiana over Michigan State 71-67. And that's an update on sports.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Time to wipe the sleep out of your eyes and get ready to get the gloves on and get ready to shovel. Right. Sounds like it's going to be just kind of a gradual snow if the forecast holds true for today. But right now, you know, for the most part, after a half inch of snow yesterday, there could be a few spots of snow out there. But for the most part, you have a dry area to do the aerobic polka on. So, all right. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. One and a two. Smoke and aerobic polka. That was Richie Yurkovich and the band with the Ma and Pa's polka right here on the old Light in the Milk House show. Good luck with your chores today. Here's Roy Acuff.
When was the last last time you got up before the sun and watched while the night and day melted into one? When was the last time you really looked at rain dripping down the gutter, splashing on the window pane? My fondest memories are tied around these things: Sunday school, bedtime roof, grandma's squeaky swing. Sneaking out behind the barn, my love would meet me there, tripping in the hallway over grandpa's rocking chair. Back in the country now, I know you're gonna stay. Back in the country, don't you wish that you had stayed? Back in the country where the roses still grow wild. Back in the country where you walk those country miles. When was the last time you saw sundown through the trees, sitting on the front porch in a cool evening breeze? When was the last time that you heard a Bob White's call? When was the last time? Oh, but it's been too long. Back in the country now, I know you're gonna say. Back in the country, don't you wish that you had stayed? Back in the country where the roses still grow wild. Back in the country where you walk those country miles.
She's got a sticker on her pickup, says insured by Smith & Wesson. She's a little Texas twister in a big old black Stetson. She's an angel in red rovers and a devil in blue jeans. She's every cowgirl's nightmare and she's every cowboy's dream. She can rope and ride a bareback and tangle with the best. Brand the longhorn down a long neck, long tame the whole wild west. She's the cutest, toughest, sweetest, roughest gal I've ever seen. She's every cowgirl's nightmare and she's every cowboy's dream. Lord, they're bucking for a chance. With a tiny little two-step, she can start a stampede. Cause she's every cowgirl's nightmare and she's every cowboy's dream. She can rope and ride a bareback, tango with the best. Brand the longhorn down a long neck, Lord, she tamed the whole wild west. Now she's the cutest, toughest, sweetest, roughest gal I've ever seen. Cowgirl's nightmare and she's every cowboy's dream. Ain't she the cutest, toughest, sweetest, roughest gal you ever seen? She's every cowgirl's nightmare, every cowboy's dream.
Red Akins for your early morning line dancing needs here on the Light in the Milk House show.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
Closed today, the Fenimore District, along with Riverdale, Weston, Ithaca, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle. Those are the schools we've heard from. They will not be open today as a result
of the impending forecast. Chilly with snow today, 2 to 4 inches possible, with some 5-inch totals possible in Grant and Iowa counties, a high of 19. Snow tapering off late tonight, an additional 1 to 2 inches could happen, a low of 3. A winter weather advisory for most of the area from this morning through 3 a.m. Thursday, and a winter storm warning for Grant County during that same time. Right now it is 5 degrees, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 degrees on a Wednesday morning.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Making the farm profitable this year won't be easy. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Next week's National Ethanol Conference will feature the latest on marketing, legislative, and regulatory issues facing the industry. Follow Brownfield's coverage on air and online. The ag economy continues to face challenging times as the new Congress begins work on the next farm bill. Brownfield's Kara Hart has the story.
Ag economist John Newton said in the past 3 years, net farm income has declined by 26%, and farm margins remain tight or below break-even.
We are witnesses to historic volatility in the farm economy.
Newton told the House Ag Committee, while ad hoc government support continues to help U.S. farmers,
these economic assistance payments offset only a portion of a farmer's negative margins and are only a bridge until a new 5-year farm bill can be authorized by Congress.
Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson said enacting a new farm bill with a significant safety net is important this year. Ranking Member Angie Craig said a new farm bill is important, but the added uncertainty from the federal government over the past 3 weeks hasn't helped farmers. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
The nation's pork producers are still fighting for a Proposition 12 fix. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Matthew Grill with the National Pork Producers Council says a new farm bill is the easiest fix for the California regulation that dictates animal husbandry guidelines.
We know in the House Farm Bill last year, we had a provision in there, Section 12007, that preempted California Proposition 12 for livestock, poultry, dairy. We will take this issue up. It's not going away.
Josh Mashoff, new president of the Illinois Pork Producers Association, tells Brownfield a patchwork of regulations that cross state lines is not sustainable.
I think getting to the point of a farm bill that can create some agreement to eliminate the issues around interstate commerce is very important.
Grill says Congress may have a hard time fitting in a new farm bill in 2025 due to several other priorities, such as expiring tax cuts and funding the government. From the 2025 Illinois Pork Expo in Springfield, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
The head of the Soy Transportation Coalition says dock workers at the East and Gulf Coast ports are a step closer to finalizing a new labor deal. Mike Steenhoek says
everything is proceeding as if the contract will indeed be ratified. There's really no red flags as of right now.
He tells Brownfield once ratified, this will give farmers a more reliable supply chain. USDA has raised its expectations for 2025 red meat production. Beef is now pegged at 26.6 billion pounds, up 775 million from January. Pork has seen a 28.5 billion pounds, up 20 million due to heavier weights. Changes to poultry and egg production were largely due to the spread of highly pathogenic avian influenza. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestu with Tipsock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Huge sale last week. Large squares topped at $180 a ton and large rounds topped at $70 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Guitars, tools, snowblowers, household, and much more. Online only ending February 12th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestu. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle trades underway and a strong day for cash hog business. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. A light direct cash cattle trade developed on Tuesday. Live deals are marked at $203 in the south. That's $2 to $3 below the previous week's weighted averages. Bids didn't surface on Tuesday. Look for more business to develop over the balance of the week. At the Tri-State Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers 550 to 700 pounds are $5 to $10 lower. Steers over 700 pounds or $5 to $7 $5 higher. Heifers 550 pounds were $9 higher, while the rest of the heifer offering ranged from $5 to $15 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good. Feeder supply included 50% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 662 pounds, brought $293. Feeder steers, 959 pounds, brought $261.25. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 588 to 595 pounds, brought $309 to $312. Boxed beef closed lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.04 at $322.46. Select closed $1.71 lower at $312.21. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head. That's even on the week and down about 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs had no comparison at midday, but a solid negotiated run. Demand remains the story for the cash hog market globally. U.S. pork continues to perform well, but there are long-term domestic demand uncertainties that create added volatility to the market. The industry is monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights to ensure supplies of pork are keeping up with this uptick in slaughter pace. Bears and gilds at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $79 to $90 and a weighted average of $88.55. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of $88.86, and the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of $88.85. Pork values closed firm on Tuesday, up a dime at $99.72. Bellies and butts were both higher. Picnics were firm. Hams, loins, and ribs were weak to sharply lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up about 5,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were down sharply as the market faces pressures from several different sides, and lean hog futures into the day higher on technical buying. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Policies and regulations are shifting in D.C. What does that mean for your farm? Find out during Compeer Financial's free webinar on February 19th at 1 p.m. Break down key policy updates and get actionable guidance with perspectives on legislative, economics, and trade. Plus, submit your own questions for a live Q&A session moderated by Compeer's ag economist, Megan Roberts. Register at compeer.com/webinar for the February 19th virtual event to navigate ag policy changes with confidence. Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Are you a YouTuber? I'm amazed at the great videos you can find to help with your repairs. Virtually anything in your house. Step-by-step instructions with demonstrations for everything from fixing your dishwasher to painting your kitchen cabinets. All you need are the right parts and tools, and that's where Aiders comes in. Don't be intimidated by that leaky faucet. Our crew can help you become a home improvement hero. We stock thousands of tools and repair items, and if we don't have it on our shelves, we can order it for you. We do it all the time. We make special orders easy. So bring us your home problems, your end table that needs to be refinished, your peeling wallpaper, and your dog with fleas. Well, actually, don't bring in your dog with fleas. We'll just help you get the right product. Be a home improvement hero with the help of Aiders.
White direct cattle trade was reported Tuesday at 2:03 live. Midwest butcher hogs were $2 lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were lower on profit taking after the USDA numbers. March beans were down 6 at 10.43 and a half. May was 5 and a quarter lower at 10.60 and a quarter. March corn was down 7.5 at 484, and May was 6.5 lower at 498. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower on this week's larger direct cattle offering. April live was down 212 at 196. June was $1.82 lower at 191.37. March feeders were down 335 at 264.77. And supported by technical buying, April hogs were up $1.35 at 92.97. May lean was $1.15 higher at 96.85. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange. providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check this schedule and learn more at BloomingtonLivestock.com.
What it takes to stay in the farming and ranching game. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Keeping the eye on the prize is not a passive exercise. Marty Matlock is a professor of ecological engineering at the University of Arkansas and was the featured guest in a recent episode of the Farm Food Facts podcast from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action.
If you want to be farming in 5 years, and if you want your kids to be farming in 20 years, you got to pay attention to the challenges coming, because they're not the challenges your grandfathers faced. They're harder, in some ways more intractable, because they're related to global access to markets, related to global reputation of production, as well as, frankly, changing climate conditions.
Matlock advises commodity growers how to become resilient and sustainable in today's market climate. He says it really boils down to one of the simplest lessons in economics.
The value of our products and the input costs are the two things that determine whether you stay in business. Fundamental lemonade stand at the corner for the kids lessons. If it costs more to make the thing that you're selling, you're not in business very long. Figure out how to manage input costs, because the variability of input costs are going to increase. That's efficiency of use.
Learn more at the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
A research veterinarian says an additional strain of the H5N1 virus has been found in dairy cattle, but it's one he's seen before. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Dr. Keith Paulson with the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory tells Brownfield the additional strain of the virus was found in a Nevada dairy herd.
There's only about 23 farms in Nevada. Six of them have what's called a D1.1 strain. So it's a different strain of virus. And we've seen that strain in poultry in Wisconsin. So it's in multiple different flyways.
Paulson says it's this strain of the virus that caused a human death in Louisiana and infected another human in British Columbia. He says milk silo testing through the National Surveillance Program is working.
Here's why the surveillance program actually is doing its job: to find it early so they can really control this on those six dairies in Nevada.
Paulson says it's very rare to have two different strains of the H5N1 virus circulating at the same time. He says about two-thirds of the nation's milk is being tested, and other states are getting ready for testing. Paulson says regardless of which variant is found, pasteurization kills it. So H5N1 is an animal health risk, but not a food safety risk. Cash dairy prices were mixed Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry Whey, 2 cents lower at 56¾ with two sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up a half cent to 190¾, no sales. Cheese barrels are up a quarter of a cent to 181¾ with one sale. Butter jumped 5 cents to 243, 12 sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk down 2½ cents at 130 with 15 sales. USDA's monthly milk production report comes out Friday. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A winter weather advisory in effect for our immediate area for the coming hours. Looks like some impending snow, 2 to 4 inches possible, maybe some 5-inch totals in Grand County. Snow tapering off a bit. We could still be in line for another inch or two later tonight. And then tomorrow, 15. Cold conditions Friday, maybe more snow, 25 and 3 to 6 inches possible through late Friday night. Southwest winds are at 6 miles per hour currently. It is 6 degrees.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
Here's our list. Schools not happening today in the Fenimore District. Riverdale is closed, along with Weston, Ithaca, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, and Highland. All closed today. Grand County ADRC bus, senior dining sites, and Meals on Wheels are canceled for today as well. And you are up to date. Drive carefully on your way out and about. You'll probably be all right this morning, but the trip home could be a little trickier today. This is Light in the Milk House Show.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
That 45 is just a little too old now, but I'm not ready yet to be put out in the cold now. I've got
got plenty of good love left, woman, if you'll just use it. You know, the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play a symphony of love like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you lose it. You know, the older that's in my hair just make me look distinguished. They don't mean I'm over the hill, baby, I'm not extinguished. There's plenty of young girls waiting for my love, honey, they won't refuse it. They know the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play a symphony of love like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you lose it. You know, the older the violin, the sweeter the music. I can play a symphony of love like a thousand violins singing from above. I can play a symphony of love.
Older the violin, the sweeter the music, and don't forget it. That's right. Hey. Hank Thompson on WRCO, Light in the Milk House Show. Phil Nee with you today. We have weather from meteorologist Tony Schumacher, maybe the man of the hour, most popular, maybe not. I don't know, depending on whether you like snow or you don't like snow. But anyway, he'll give us the update coming up in just a moment.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Burnt again. Kenny here with my Easy Bake Oven. I have been working on my surprise for Valentine's Day, but I haven't had much success. But Christie's will be serving up cupcake, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other treats to fit that special day. Pre-order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. We would love to share in this special day, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
If you're looking for a fun and unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day, join Tiny Acres Farms at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. until noon for the Kissing Booth Fundraiser. Get a smooch from the adorable farm animals for just $5. And don't forget to bring your camera. All proceeds go back into community education programs. Spread the love, make memories, and support a great cause. Saturday, February 15th from 10 until noon only at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such.
Explore Boscobel, Wisconsin's top outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services, including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. If it's here, it's for sale at J&J Recycling and Salvage. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 1-800-362-3500 for Herculift in Boscobel.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a snowy day shaping up as a low-pressure system in the southern Mississippi Valley tracks up toward the Ohio Valley, bringing us accumulating snow, the heaviest just kind of skirting by to the south and east of us. Portions of Iowa into northern Illinois and far southern Wisconsin could see a 6 or 7 inches. Around most of our listening area, it's probably going to be a little bit shy of that, but still several inches, enough to get the shovels and snowblowers out and certainly make for some slippery, slow travel. The brunt of this should be ending around midnight tonight. Behind it, some chilly air coming in for tomorrow. We'll see a bit of a warm-up Friday and Saturday with the next weather system sliding in from the west. That will likely bring us another sizable snow event Friday afternoon into Friday night. Behind that, some bitter cold air could be pouring in by Sunday and Monday. Here's that forecast for today, a winter weather advisory for most of our region, running from this morning up through 3 o'clock Thursday morning, and a winter storm warning in Grant County. Chilly with that snow moving in, 2 to 4 inches possible through the late afternoon. Some 5-inch totals possible in Grant and Iowa counties. High near 19, northeast and north wind around 10. Snow diminishing a bit after midnight tonight, another inch or two possible, low at 3. Partly cloudy to sunny and cold tomorrow, high of 15 degrees, northwest wind 10 to 17 becoming west. Thursday night clear to partly cloudy, bitter cold, low 7 below zero. Friday cloudy and warmer with snow likely by mid-afternoon, 3 to 6 inches possible through late Friday night, high in the mid-20s. On Saturday, a few snow showers are possible, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, low 16, high 27. Sunday, some sun returning, but breezy and very chilly, low 0, high of 13. Monday, partly cloudy, low 13 below, high of 9. Be careful out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Thank you, Tony. Busy around here today. All right, we've got the forecast in. We can tell you it's currently 6 degrees with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high, 20. A half inch of snow fell early in the morning. Record high for this day, 60 in 1976. Record low, 21 below zero in 1981. Last year's high, 48, and the low was 20. Sunset will happen at 5:28 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning around 4 minutes after 7. West to southwest winds at 3, barometer steady at 30.08, and no precipitation yet today. But again, some on the way. As a result, these schools will not be open today. Fenimore, Riverdale, Weston, Ithaca, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, and Highland. The Ithaca FFA blood drive will not be held today, and Grant County ADRC bus, senior dining sites, and Meals on Wheels are canceled. Right now in Richland Center, it is 6 above.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO-FM Richland Center, where the news at 6, is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop, by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.